as well. Hackers have been causing more disruptions across Europe, now hitting Ukraine. Ukrainian Deputy Prime Minister posted a picture of a darkened computer screen to Twitter today, saying it's a widespread problem because of the hackers. More from townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Free Fire Radio, right here in the opulent, the almost decadent studios of KCNR 1460 here in the center of Reading, 1326 Market Street. If you'd like to come down, say hello, be on the air. Now and then, we have openings here.
Actually, the first place I worked in Reading Radio had a tile floor, was in the middle of a 40-acre field, and routinely the wildlife would come in.
Well, that was – well, you know what? Little has changed except we have carpeting. And the wildlife on the streets here in Reading does occasionally come in. It's just – yeah, we just have to escort them back out again. Good morning, everybody. Happy Tuesday, 27th of June, 2017, 7.5 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock here. Phone lines, of course, are 605-4567. Give us a call or hop into our chat room at KCNR1460.com. Bob, what's the weather look like?
Well, only in this town can you say 95 and a high and cooling and cooler with a straight face all in the same sentence. That is what we will see today, a high at 95, calm winds, and it will start warming up again. But we're not going to see those fall over dead temperatures like we had last weekend. Highs will be up around 104, 102, such that your swamp cooler will actually work this time.
Ooh.
Overnight lows right around the 70 degree mark. Last night was awesome.
I tell you what, last night was
down to about 65.
Oh, yeah. I had to get the blankies out. You know, they could almost had to go out and get another dog.
Yeah.
Throw her in the bed. Hey, weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business, locally owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Super people out there. Hey, speaking of leaving your dogs in the car, and we're going to have, by the way, Haven Humane will be in on at 8 o'clock, and it just happens to be Captain Smith will be in here with us talking about things like that. But they had a huge brouhaha. I shouldn't say huge. It's they had dogs left in the car. Somebody called. Animal control went out there, and in an ensuing struggle, the ends up with a guy getting arrested. But wow. he left his dogs in the car at Walmart out in Anderson. So we'll talk about that and about the things that can happen and the when if you leave your pets there.
What possesses a person to be that stupid?
It sounded like it was in the evening, but it was still 115 in the car. Now, at what point? At what point do you pull the dogs out? 115. Is that inside a car? So I guess at that point, they pull them out. They didn't have to break in. But anyway, we'll talk about that later. CNN. You know, we're hearing all this stuff about fake news and how people are trying to tie Trump to everything, right?
Big guy? Yeah.
All right. Well, CNN just, it was found out that they fabricated a story.
Do tell.
Yeah, I know. Hard to believe. About Trump and Russian investors. So, I mean, it runs on CNN, and I guess Breitbart and other agencies checked it and said, wait a minute, you're totally wrong here. Even your own people are saying it's wrong. So the head of CNN News says that no more stories on Trump and Russia or any of these Russia stories will run unless it comes through him. Comes to him or his designated representative. I believe I read that yesterday, but or a day before. But then yesterday, three CNN employees, quote, you know, when you do this, you know, you do this thing where, you know, you put your fingers out, you know, like quotations, resigned. The reporter, the producer, and the editor all left CNN over that story. So, Trump yells fake news. And, of course, everybody, you know, and it's not all fake. But there's enough of it out there that's just tweaked and pushed and leaned on and all these things that the public believes him.
Well, back in the 40s, it was just called propaganda.
Well, it is, and they can't get over it. CNN and MSNBC can't get over the fact yet that he won, and that every time they turn around, a Democrat loses in the special elections. They can't handle this, so they've just got to keep throwing. If you throw enough dog poo on the wall, eventually some of it sticks, right? So, but you won't hear that here. Here you'll get true stories. The truth. And you get interviews with people like Brent Weaver yesterday that went over pretty big.
Yeah.
Went over pretty big. Over 4,700 people hit on that one. 4,700 people. And I had a number of people
Facebook?
Huh?
Was this
Facebook? On Facebook. Yeah, yeah. And then, I had one person say I was too soft.
I don't know. You would have to remember.
I don't know. I thought it was a good give and take. Yeah. You can be polite, but you can get into it.
You were a balanced host. I mean, yeah, there's people who want you to grab him and throw him on the table and rack him and say, confess, confess.
You can't
do
that.
There are people
who said, what, is that a smoking gun? No, it's not a smoking gun. It's just the truth.
Yeah.
I don't call it a smoking gun if it's the truth. You know, what is it going to bring down City Hall when we find out how much we're paying Pete Hansen?
Yeah.
But people have a right to know. That's the idea behind this. If Pete Hansen is coming in for 2 or 3 months, how much are we paying him, and what do we get from that? So that's and there's nothing against Pete Hansen. I thought Pete Hansen was a good police chief, and he took over. Leonard Modi left right at that point when it was all coming apart. But then again, he already had his 100%. And then when Hansen came in and everything, the crash of real estate and property and all this, it's just not a good time to be a policeman. And then he was working for, he was working for free, too. When you hit the 30-year mark, you work for free practically for police. I don't. You don't. Nobody nobody out in the civilian world does. But our CalPERS does.
Yeah.
Another reason to keep putting money into that. Okay. Have you noticed – because I don't have enough time to get into the SCOTUS and Trump thing here because we have guests coming in. The SCOTUS ruled, Supreme Court of the United States ruled that Trump's travel ban will be seen or will be – they're going to hear it in October. But what they did is they took away the stays.
Yeah.
And the reason they did this was – and this was all of them. They slapped down the lower courts bad on this one. Said, you don't make decisions like this, guys. And then they said the constitutionality of it was is that the president can do that.
Yep.
So this was a big win for the Trump administration.
There are several historical precedents.
Yes, absolutely. So anywhere from Carter to Obama, who held back people from certain areas from coming in. So this thing that these wayward judges were just throttled. Hopefully.
It wasn't about the policy. It was about get Trump.
That's the whole thing.
Listening to NPR, which I do while holding – it's hard to, shower and make breakfast while holding your nose. But I listen because I want to know what they are thinking.
Well, I go to Huffington Post and read that. I listen to MSNBC, even though I sit there and chortle. What is that guy's name? What is his name? It's not Matthews. Is it Chris something? And it's just – it's kind of like – anyway, but here the other thing that I want to say is that my appreciation goes out to Mayor Brent Weaver for coming on. And as of yesterday, he will be on the second Monday of every month the mayor of Reading, will be on the second Monday of every month. Now, if we can get the head of the supervisors to say they'll come in every time.
Good luck with that.
Yeah, well, hey. DC, good morning. We got a break here in a minute, but what you got?
Okay, I got something quick. I'm coming back from the coast yesterday, and the only station I get is NPR, and they're talking about the two Supreme Court votes, and they don't mention it was 9-0 and 7-2. They're talking like it was 5-4 conservatives against liberals. And my tax dollars are going to that worthless news station.
Well, you know, you're right. It was 9-0. As I pointed out, that it was 9-0 because it wasn't a close one. What they said was, you guys are backing off. I didn't know the other one was 7-2, but see, that's indicative of this is a court that is a, you know, there's obviously conservatives and liberals on this court. But when it came to the law, it was just so blatantly clear that this,
The Ninth Court of Appeals has been overturned 80% of the time.
The Ninth Circus.
I wonder why that is, except that they make bad decisions 80% of the time.
Well, I don't think judges are supposed to be political, even though they get lifetime appointments.
Yeah. That's why, you know what? When people said to me, how can you support Trump? I said, Trump's got a lot of problems. There's no doubt. But there's more with Hillary, and my whole vote is because of the Supreme Court of the United States. That's the whole thing. And so far, with Gorsuch, he's come through. And now with Judge Kennedy, and I imagine Justice Kennedy will not be there after this session.
Ginsburg, I hate to say this, but, you know, Ginsburg's getting
she's getting up there.
Eight.
Well, she's getting up there, and she and you know what? I think she also will pull the plug on this and say, you know what, enough's enough. All right. Thanks a lot, DC. Okay. Hey, we got to take a break here. We'll be right back with some Dancing with the Stars.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster Collision Repair, Redding, California.
As Californians, we are fortunate to live in such a rich agricultural state. California agriculture generates roughly $37.5 billion annually, more than any other state. Orchard Nutrition Center believes that buying local not only supports North State agriculture, but decreases the amount of time between harvest to your family's table, resulting in the freshest, most nutritious meat and produce available. Hat Creek Grown is one of the largest providers of grass-fed beef in California and is a featured vendor of Orchard Nutrition Center. Grass-fed beef has about one-half to one-third the amount of fat than grain-fed beef. It is lower in calories and can also lower LDL cholesterol levels. Hat Creek Grown is family-owned with its roots dating back to 1903. Delicious, local, natural. Hat Creek Grown at Orchard Nutrition Center, 221 Locust Street in Reading. Now open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m. 7 days a week to better serve your family. Orchard Nutrition Center.
It is tough establishing a new business in California, and even tougher if you're trying to understand the multiple laws that seem to have no other reason but to make your life harder. How do you deal with those legal hurdles while trying to build this new business or expand an existing one? By having your own qualified expert assist you. Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in business law and is well-versed on the morass of legal questions facing a California business. Douglas Wright, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
The Cascade Theater and First Five Shasta presents a fun and free film series this summer to keep the kids cool and occupied every Sunday in the month of July. See family-friendly flicks like Minions, James and the Giant Peach, The Incredibles, Homeward Bound, and Up every Sunday at 2 in July. And each event includes games and prizes. And did I mention it's free? More information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, it's Tuesday. Linda is on sabbatical today. 21 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, we've got some great people here that are doing some good work. We, of course, got Christy Hansen. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Thanks for having us on.
Hey, Dancing with the Stars for One Safe Place.
Here we go again.
11th year.
Unbelievable.
You know what? I guess you never run out of just people that are willing to help.
Isn't that true?
Isn't it true? Of course it's true.
Because you're so very well aware.
Yes, I'm very well aware. Linda will be the Linda will be one of the judges this year.
Absolutely.
Again. And we're here with two of the dancers. Carly Froomfield, good morning.
Good morning.
And you are with Partnership Health Plan?
Partnership Health Plan, yes.
Partnership Health Plan, which Randall Hempling is on the board of that. He thinks the world of this organization.
Yes, as do all of us.
Now, do you work for them?
I do. I'm the director of health services.
So you're the boss.
One of them, yes.
So, wow. And this is the organization that for Medicaid and Medi-Cal.
Correct.
And the best part of this whole thing is, out of all the money that runs through this, only 4% is used for administration and overhead.
That's true. You've done your homework.
Hey, you know what? By the way, in most organizations, all insurance companies have been pegged at 15%. Mm-hmm. So they take 15% to run their organizations. You take 4%. And it doesn't mean that everybody is working for free either.
No, and the great thing about being 4% for the administrative cost is that means the majority of the money is going right back into our patients.
There you go. So how'd you get into this now?
I'm a nurse by trade, and Partnership Health Plan's mission of helping the members and communities we serve be healthy appealed to me. So I started with Partnership 6 years ago, and I've continued to hold very dear that mission, as does anybody that works for the organization.
Okay. How'd you get into Dancing with the Stars now?
Oh, Dancing with the Stars. Many of our members have utilized their services throughout the years. And when I moved to Shasta County 3 years ago, I was told of this fantastic organization and resource that our members can go to when they experience a crisis situation for domestic violence or abuse. And I took a tour, and the rest is history.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, everybody's like that. And, so what do you think about this dancing? Are you a dancer? Or maybe I should ask.
No.
Maybe I should ask Jordan Stevens, your partner there, who's dancing. How many of these is this for you?
I think this is my fifth year. This is my fifth partner.
Fifth partner.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and you don't go through 2 years, so this is your fifth year, I would say.
Yep.
And how old are you now?
I am 23.
23. Okay. So you started back when you were young.
Yeah. Yeah. I was asked by Kathy Babcock, the dance director of Dancing with the Stars Shasta County Style, if I'd like to do it. And, of course, my answer was yes. And for some reason, they keep asking me to come back. So I'm still here.
Well, this is cool. Okay, now, what's the hardest thing, Carly, for you to learn?
The hardest thing was the fundraising, I think.
It is the toughest thing.
Yeah, the dancing is coming along quite nicely. I have a great instructor and a fantastic partner, but I'm a quiet person, as you noticed, because I keep moving away from the microphone.
And I keep
pushing
you
forward,
back in there.
Which, yeah. Thank you for the reminder. So learning how to kind of put myself out there and reach out to the community and have these discussions about this fantastic organization was a first for me. But I have been lucky because the community is so invested in One Safe Place. They've donated money, goods, services, anything. So it's kind of, it was hard in the beginning. Now that it's kind of winding down, it's just been an interesting ride.
Yeah. I did gun raffles.
Oh, you did? You're the one that did the gun raffle.
Oh, and I went over to Wednesday Place and sold half the tickets. So
well, you're kind of famous for that, Carl.
Well, I asked permission first. I said, would it be appropriate if I did a gun raffle for this? You know, a rifle, one of mine. I raffled off one of my own personal ones, and it got no money for that. So, But see, that was back in the time when you could went before we went, you know, big time with all that. Anyway, so I really appreciate you being out there.
Thank
now,
you.
Have you ever danced in front of 900 people?
No, thanks for reminding me of the count.
Oh, my gosh, it's at least 900, and then they're screaming and yelling. Now, here's the thing, though. Every one of them is your friend. Think of every one of them as being an extended member of your family. Mm-hmm. Seriously, because they're going to applaud, they're going to scream and yell because you're out there and they're not. Okay? Look at it that way.
That's a good way to look at it.
But the other thing, too, is they are. Everybody is out there to have a good time. And it's kind of like in combat or football. Always keep your feet moving.
Yeah.
Never stop, no matter what happens. If he falls down, step over him and keep going. Go into something else. And, you know, he's fallen twice. Did he tell you that?
No.
Oh, no. You didn't get it? You weren't there last year?
No.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh,
he fell and almost drug her down, too. But she stepped over him and just kept dancing. I think she got like nines.
You know, I think we'd be able to incorporate that. We're pretty good at recovering because I mess up a lot.
Anyway, thank you so much for doing this. And, Carly, you can vote for Carly online, right?
Absolutely.
How do you do that?
Well, you just go to ospshasta.org and you go to her own portal. Each one of the cast this year, all six of them, have an online voting portal. And each dollar is a vote for the partner.
Okay.
You can also vote when you come to the show on Saturday, July 8th. Uh-huh. Beginning at 6, the doors will open at 6, and the theater opens at 6:30. There'll be two voting precincts. So with your dollars, you can vote for your favorite dancing couple. We'll be awarding three trophies that night. Of course, the champion, the couple that raises the greatest amount of votes overall. Then the audience will choose who becomes the people's choice. And then, of course, the judges will choose the judge's choice. And I believe that might be the most coveted award of the evening.
I always
based
thought it
on
was.
True talent. Oh, really? Carl is the 20. What year, Carl? 2011.
Yeah, probably.
Judges'
like that.
Choice champion.
It's my tanga.
Congratulations.
Well, yeah, and my wife wasn't one of the judges, so there.
Yeah,
so,
we did that by design.
That
yeah, but I could hear her running up and down the aisle screaming while I was out there saying, "Don't kill yourself." You know what? Thank you so much, Carly, for doing this. And you know what? You're going to have a great time. You really are. It's going to be. It's exciting, and it moves you out of your. Of that zone. I mean, here I was. I mean, I'm out there dancing. I mean, like, I can dance. Mm-hmm. And as at the end of it, somebody said, you can dance. And Kathy Babcock points out, he can dance for 90 seconds for that one piece of music. And she's right. I mean, for that. Yeah. And I incorporate that, though, into everything I do now, including mowing the grass, my tango steps.
Well, we can't wait to show everybody what we can do and the range. We picked songs that are on completely opposite ends of the spectrum.
So what, can you tell us what your dances are?
Yeah,
you can go ahead.
We're doing a tango and a East Coast swing with a little bit of West Coast swing.
Okay, good.
To some very iconic songs that I'm supposed to keep private, but I wish I could tell.
Well, you know, we're going to be there.
That's
so,
true.
And if you want to get tickets, we're still selling tickets out there, right?
Absolutely. Go to the Cascade Theater box office or go to ospshasta.org and follow the link. Come out and join us.
You know what, everybody? You have a great time, and I'll tell you why. Everybody's happy that day. Everybody has got, you know, great moods. It's for a super, super great purpose here for One Safe Place. And, you know, these people are putting themselves out there. And you can't help but appreciate it. And you appreciate it even more when you've been out there and what it takes to do this. So, all right. Congratulations to Carly Fromfield and Jordan Stevens in his fifth in a row.
Well,
out there.
You.
Well, you just, you know what? There's.
I'll try not to fall this year.
Well, try not to fall. Okay. Of course, everybody knows I was just kidding about that. All right. We'll be right back after these messages with our next group of dancers. Oh, don't you dare look back. Just keep your eyes on me. I said you're holding back. She said, shut up and dance.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Murders, riots, violence, terrorism, hatred, racism, all result from a failed liberal progressive ideology. When you take pliable minds and instill violent, hate-filled rhetoric into them, you create mentally unstable individuals. Understand, there are evil people in this world who use their religion and beliefs as justification for their violent, evil actions. Your best protection from this corrupt ideology is having a sincere relationship with Jesus Christ. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
For over 10 years, we've danced to support survivors of domestic violence and sexual abuse. Now One Safe Place invites you to the 11th annual Dancing with the Stars, Shasta County Style, on July 8th at the Cascade Theater in Reading. Join the 2017 cast as they compete for the ultimate prize, the Champions Trophy. Get your tickets to the show and vote for your favorite dancer at ospshasta.org or call 244-0118. Sponsored by Partnership Health, Results Radio, KRCR Channel 7, and KCBU Fox Channel 20. One Safe Place, together we change lives.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Reading's Electric Utility. Did you know some newer TVs, DVD players, and other items like chargers for electronic devices constantly draw a small amount of energy, even when off or not in use? When possible, either unplug or use power strips so you can easily turn off multiple items at once. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and DeBott. Linda's on her Tuesday sabbatical. And I'll tell you what she's doing. When I left, she was up. She was up. I left the house. I mean, if I get a chance, you're never going to see me up at 6:15 in the morning. She was up. She was working. We have a dinner party tonight, so she's been working on it for 3 days. Anyway, that's where she is, and the time is 7:33 in the morning, 64 degrees, going up to 95 today. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, and Home Helpers is bringing you this segment. Another great aspect of our community, Home Helpers, that has the best in-home health care for your family, whether it's short-term or long-term. Short-term, if you have a surgery or a broken leg, something like that, need somebody to help take care of you. Or long-term, in-home health care where your family is happier, much happier in their home. Sharon Clark, give her a call, 226-8350, Home Helpers. I'm here now. We're still here for our second dancer. And, you know, Christy Hansen, of course, is still here. So I'm here with Debbie Chimante.
Chimente. It's a tough one. It's okay.
It is. Joe's and Joe is so lucky to have you as his partner.
Well, it goes both ways. That's
yeah, well, anyway, and Debbie is dancing with Josiah Moran, who isn't here. And you're here, and you kind of like you're representing the Sheraton.
I am. I am with the Sheraton, the new Sheraton at Sundial. Very excited about that.
Oh, you're with – okay, what are you doing over there?
I am a sales and catering manager.
Wow.
Get a little more.
Oh, okay. I could hear you okay, but maybe, okay, more. Oh, so you've been hired over there, huh?
I have been. I'm with an awesome group, and it's going to be a very beautiful
addition. Yeah, we met the people.
Addition. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, we're looking forward to that.
Very excited.
We were all for this.
Yes.
As you know.
Yes.
And because we thought it was really good for our city, which is what something you're doing now, again, which doesn't surprise me because your husband is in this Walk a Mile, and he's kind of the guy behind Walk a Mile in Their Shoes. And by the way, he was very cute. He refused to do his toenails on.
I tried, Carl.
Did you try?
I tried.
And now you're Dancing with the Stars, another way of helping people in our community. It's super.
It is quite a journey, and I'm very honored to have the opportunity to be a part of it. It's a lot longer and more work than I probably anticipated, but it's well worth
when
it.
When did you start?
I met Josiah early March. I was probably a little later on meeting someone, but it was worth the wait because he's an amazing young man. And we started early March, and we're still he's still hanging out with me.
Is Josiah new?
Second year.
Second year,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he danced with Michelle Nystrom several years back.
Okay, all right. Wow, and you've got just all these people that are here with all you know with their dancers. So what dances are you going to do? Or can you say? If you don't want to say,
well,
that's
I don't
okay.
know what you call the first one, really, but it's pretty cool. How about that? And the second one is the Viennese Waltz.
Okay. Now, who approached you on this?
Okay. So, I was at the, and Christy's laughing, because I was at the Crab Feed having a great time, and Tyler Whitlow, who is one of the competitors, only in Tyler fashion came up and started boasting about Dancing with the Stars and that he was competing, and I naturally say, well, I think that would be really fun. I like to dance. And within 5 minutes, I had everyone approaching me, oh, so I hear you're doing it. I'm like, wow.
All you have to do is say the word dance.
Or
and,
I like.
And they and then they come up and say,
and
oh,
you're
I understand
branded.
You're dancing.
That's
you're
right.
You're branded. It's
you're
on
branded.
Your hip forever.
And then I had my interview with Christy, which she's very good at what she does. And I just felt compelled that this was the right thing to
her
do.
Her interview, part of it is, of course, are you breathing in warm? And if you are, how do you feel about dancing?
Yes.
And then the next one, you know. So there's a lot of questions.
You can't
in there.
Turn down.
How
Christy.
Many people do you turn down, Christy?
Well,
I know you go through a lot of people.
It's not easy, Carl. Recruiting for Dancing with the Stars is obviously huge. A lot of people have just said flat out, "No, never." Some people need to be persuaded, and then others, it's bucket list, and they call me. But
that's
moreover,
great.
It's women that are willing to do it. Men, not so much. So you'll see this year's cast, we have 2 male stars, 4 female. Last year we had 1 male star and 5 females.
Oh.
Yeah. So the guys, we need more guys out there to step up to the plate.
Have you tried Eric Wittstrom?
Oh, please.
Said no.
I even said
no.
Yeah, Eric.
You got to try.
He's a good guy, but yeah.
Oh, so you're saying that he can't dance? Is
no,
that
no,
what you're
no.
saying?
No, I just don't know that he would want to be in doing it in that way in front of all those people.
You probably
I know what he's feeling like.
I know, and he's listening right now. He always listens.
Probably. Hello, you know, Eric.
He always listens. That's why I threw his name out right there.
We got you on the hot list, Eric. Yeah.
How about Tom Basenka? Okay. Hey, Tom, here's your chance, man. You've done everything else in this county, Dancing with the Stars, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what about your fundraisers? You got any coming up?
Well, actually, we just have completed the majority.
Okay. We're getting close.
We've had very good success. We did one with Shameless O'Leary. We did one with Guadalajara Restaurant. We did one at Walk a Mile. And we just did one with True Ride in Reading, the new bicycle. You go there and you ride. It's unique and it's workout, and the people are great. And we had a very successful one this past Saturday. So for all those, I'm grateful for the people that came through. And now I'm just putting it out there all the time, reminding people, sending them my link, and sharing the word, if you will.
Great.
So I think fundraising was something I'm familiar with, having done that in a few different positions. Dancing, I think I'm great at a wedding. But now that I know... I was the bomb diggity, but then I truly understand what...
I'm sorry, I'm not choking, really.
Yeah, you are. It's okay.
No, I just had this cough. So
I have a greater appreciation for dancers. There is an incredible workout ethic and...
It's tough.
There's a lot.
It's tough. No, it is tough. Mm-hmm. It is tough. And like I was telling you all outside, you know, the big thing is plant that smile on your face. There you go. Yeah. You got a great smile. And so did Carly. Put that smile on your face and let it be there for 1.5 what, 3 minutes?
That 3 hours, you're gonna be out, it feels like. I just
3 minutes that you're going to be out there and just be happy. And because everybody else, the crowd, is for you. They really are.
You know, I've run into previous competitors who have been mm-hmm. nothing but cheerleaders, Natalie Putnam, Jennifer Scarborough, different people. And the key is to own it, as they say it very gracefully. You just got to own it. You're there, and everybody is there for you. So that's what I have to keep focused on. Because
and you don't see them.
And that I have heard. Because
you know, you don't see
them.
And I forgot
nervous.
To tell Carly that. Don't go out and look at them if it's going to make you nervous.
No,
but when
I won't.
You get out on the stage, you know, well, of course, when they introduce you, you'll see it. But when you come out, spotlights are on you. You can't see anything out there.
Actually, so, I met the gentleman who does the lighting mm-hmm. for the Cascade yesterday. I asked him specifically not to put the light on me. I said, could you just fade me away?
No.
I know.
You're going to be great. How do we get tickets again?
You can go to the Cascade Theater box office, or you can go to ospshasta.org. $10 is a seat in the balcony, and they go up to $25 for reserved seating up front. So you want to do it now, though, because last time I looked, there was a lot of the seats taken. Yeah. A lot of this cast has got, of course, a rooting section, and those folks have already reserved their seats.
Yeah, there's going to, you know what, and you're going to have a great time, a super time when you go there. Okay, thank you so much for what
you
do.
You.
So we're talking, of course, with Debbie Camont.
I want to just give you a little lighthearted tease. Joe said that you would have trouble saying that name. It's not easy. So it's Camenti.
Camenti. Even though that he's been on the show many times. Yeah. And what I do is I've gotten it right because if I can find the card.
Correct.
And I didn't know you were
it's
coming in.
It's not an easy name.
It's not that hard. Camenti. Come on. It's almost like Clemente. And that's what I will now put it together with. Camenti.
All right. Clemente.
Yeah. San
Clemente. But
there's
no L.
But no L. But no, but see.
Clemente.
Clemente. I know, but if I say think Clemente, I'll be saying
there you
Clemente.
Go. That's good.
All right. Hey, well, look, it's going to be a great Dance with Stars, and we've still got a week or two to get these guys in there. I realize that Tyler Whitlow does not like being on the radio or any type of TV or anything.
Shy.
He's such a shy guy.
I just want to make that clear. But shy.
Paparazzi
shy.
Tom.
The one and only, KRCRs and Results Radio, Paparazzi Tom. If you don't know him, you're going to know him on Saturday, July 8th. Alita Carpenter.
We know Alita. She's
Mary
a super person.
Boysell.
Yes,
super,
she is.
Super
and Mary
person.
You know Mary Boysell?
No,
the one
I don't
and only.
Know Mary.
Jim Boysell of The Grape Escape. It's
and
his
Daniel
wife.
Knott. They're the two that are
and she's
both.
Dancing with Mr. Daniel Knott.
Oh, okay, yeah.
We have a star-studded cast. It's going to be a diverse and beautiful show. And if you think about what you're going to do, you're going to come to the show, you're going to be highly entertained, and you're going to be casting your vote for the kind of community you want to live in, and that is one that does not tolerate domestic violence or sexual assault.
And let's not forget, that's why we're out there.
Absolutely.
Super. All right. Good luck. Break a leg.
Thank you.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
As consumers, we've learned how that if something's too good to be true, it usually is.
Wow, according to this email, I've just been given $10 million from a nice lady in South Africa.
With our new weight loss powder, you can take 40 pounds off in 15 days without any exercise or eating less.
Yeah, too good to be true. Premier Oil Change's Premier Rewards Program. You earn points that you redeem for oil changes and services for every dollar you spend. Add to that free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi while you wait in your vehicle during your service, and a free beverage. You found something that's too good and true. Last year, Premier Oil Change guests earned thousands of dollars worth of free services, and the good news is there's no sign-up necessary. Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you can get a free car wash with every oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
It's time to celebrate with Anderson Explodes, Pam Tillis and Amy Clausen on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, Redding Kia, Sierra Pacific Industries, KRCR, Chronic Disaster Services, and this radio station. Admission is free, so come on down. Gates open at 4 p.m. Music starts at 7:30. Fireworks at 10 p.m. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. See you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
Hello, this is Dr. Maria Salas. I wanted to say thank you to our amazing community for welcoming the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard to Reading Rodeo Week 2017. I especially want to thank these individuals for their support. Crown Motors, Holiday Harbor, Smoke and Joe's, Dill's Deli, Vince Stevenson, Stevenson Firearm and Ammo, Ted Leidy, Northern Firearm Instruction, Sergeant Casey Day, Anderson Police Department, Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, and I especially want to thank Gordon and Debbie Bach. And until next year, as always, remember, everyone deployed, Semper Fi.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. It's exactly 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 27th of June. 64 degrees, going up to 95 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. This is Ted Leidy. He teaches in 28 counties. In fact, has an instructor class going on right now at the Reading Gun Club. It's the most complete CCW training you're going to find anywhere. All of his instructors are NRA professional instructors. He teaches classes not only in CCW, but advanced pistol, basic pistol, tactical rifle, rifle shooting, all of these, all out of Northern Firearms Instruction. Give him a call, 530-999-1822, or check him out online at readingccw.com. I'm here with Tim Hugel from the California Highway Patrol, and there's stuff going on.
Yes, there is, Carl. Lots happening. Things have changed as of January 2016 for the commercial vehicle operators out there in California.
So you've got something coming up here this week, then?
That's correct. Thursday morning, 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock, we're going to hold an event through the gracious opportunity of Crown Motors to have what's called Coffee with a Commercial Cop, where we'll have some commercial enforcement personnel there to provide information and technical guidance in the operation of certain commercial motor vehicles that are regulated now within California.
Okay, now what's changed, Tim? You said it's changed in the beginning of 16.
Our BIT program, which has been in place since 1989, used to be primarily focused on the big rigs, your three-axle trucks, truck-tractor, semi-trailer combinations, and it stood for biennial inspection of terminals. Well, in 2016, we aligned ourselves with the Federal Motor Carrier Administration's inspection protocols, and we modified the law where now anybody who operates a commercial motor vehicle over 10,000 pounds gross vehicle weight rating in commercial use in the furtherance of a business is now regulated under our BIT program, which now stands for Basic Inspection of Terminals, and it's a mandated inspection protocol.
Now, you say, oh, okay, but let's talk about what that really means. That could be a horse trailer.
It could be. If you're pulling a horse trailer, which is not one of the accepted trailers that you could pull in private operation, a horse trailer, let's say that has living quarters, four horses, normally comes in about 15, 16,000 on the gross vehicle weight rating, and that is a commercial trailer because of its design. Principal design is to transport property. Thus, it has commercial plates, and it requires a commercial Class A driver's license to pull that trailer, even with a pickup truck.
A commercial Class A, which means that's a school you have to go through.
Correct.
And that's the big rig school.
Pretty much the same thing.
Yeah,
exactly.
It's the big rig school that you see here in town. I think it's American, whatever it is. And so you, as a horse owner, then if you're pulling, does this but not trailers. Is this, or trailers too? I mean, just house trailers?
No.
Not house trailers.
There's accepted trailers.
Okay.
So your RV, recreational trailer,
okay, that kind of stuff.
They're accepted.
What about boat trailers?
Boat trailers are accepted as well.
Okay.
So it's a recreational.
So which is the one that's going to hit people the most? I remember when we talked about this, gosh, 2 years ago now, or a year and a half ago, that it was, gosh, people with horse trailers. That's really going to get people. Or the people that are moving their cattle.
In those
smaller, you know, they're moving like 6 head of cattle.
Yeah, the livestock trailer, and that's where people think, well, it's a horse trailer, livestock trailer. They're not the same. Livestock is livestock, horse trailer, equine, that's another trailer type. So the livestock trailers have an exception for the Class A license used in farming. You can be accepted from the commercial license requirement under certain operating conditions. The horse trailers are not accepted if they're over 10,000 on the gross vehicle weight rating.
So who's this really going to hit on these new rules? I'm just talking about horse trailers because that's the one that stuck my mind, because I know people that have got that kind of rig when they move their, you know, because they go to all these things with their kids because their kids are participating in gymkhanas or barrel racing or things like this.
Primarily, I see it affecting the industry of the plumbers, the cement contractors, framing contractors with these certain vehicles. If it's a pickup truck over 10,000, which it appears that anything that's a 3/4 ton or more is coming in at 10,000 plus on the gross vehicle weight rating with the vehicle types they're building today. Thus, if it's a pickup being used commercially in the furtherance of their business, they're subject to this BIT program.
1 ton?
They call it a 1 ton, but basically I've looked at the what you would term 1 ton, not even a dually, crew cab, diesel, bed, comes in at 12,000 on the GVWR.
Okay, so what Tim's saying right now is all you guys out there that are working out of their truck legally, you know, you all are now going to come under an inspection. And let me tell you, I went through that inspection. You're not going to like it. I mean, your guys are great. The only reason I passed, I know, it's because your guy spent like 6 hours with me and he goes, maybe you'd like to go find this bit of information for me. I've got to take, you know, I've got to have lunch. And I did. I ran out and I found it and brought it back. And he goes, oh, okay. But this is a tough inspection. This is like a guy coming to your home or to wherever you keep your truck. In this case, it would be your house probably. And he comes in and he starts going through all this stuff like, now you have to, if you've got that commercial license, you've got to go through drug testing. Is that right?
If you're operating a vehicle or combination over 26,000.
Okay, over 26,000. Right. But 10,000.
10,000, you're looking at the 90-day periodic inspection record you have to do. You're looking at hours of service. There's hours of service requirements that have to be met with record keeping.
Hours of service that you've been driving or?
Not just driving. If you're considered the driver of the vehicle, then anything you're doing throughout the course of the day in your business, you're considered on duty. Thus, you have limitations for how many hours you can be on duty and drive the truck.
And okay, I'm just speechless on this one, because, and I was speechless last time. We talked about this when it first came out. You were on the show.
Yes.
But now they're going to start inspecting for this.
We have been.
Have you had a lot of surprises?
Yes.
Have people been just like dumbfounded?
Usually more angry than dumbfounded.
Did they lose their ability to drive or to use that truck?
No, because our inspection process, we may come in and find violations that rise to the level of unsatisfactory terminal inspection. We give them the opportunity to correct those violations unless it's imminent danger. Then we'll have to do something. But basically, this all boils down to the motor carrier permit that's required to operate those vehicle types on the highway, which boils down to insurance, having minimum liability insurance requirements met.
Well, you always like to have minimum insurance liabilities anyway. But, okay, so if they've got their 1 ton and they're doing construction work, they don't have to have then the Class A.
No.
Unless they're – now, but these people that are driving, you know, they're – what about these like flatbeds, you know, that did not come under BIT before but now do, and they go back and forth to Sacramento.
Right. Those types of delivery trucks, your flatbeds, your little bobtail box vans and such, which we see thousands of those vehicle types out there on the highways, are now part of this mandated inspection protocol of the basic inspection terminals. And so many of them are not aware of this. They're paying a fee through the motor carrier permit for this process, but they're unaware of all the logistics that are involved.
And you don't have to pay for the inspection. You're more than happy to do this for them. Or do they pay for the inspection?
No, they pay through the motor carrier permit.
Oh, through the motor carrier permit. Right, okay. I meant like when they show up, you give them a check.
Right.
No.
But we're we're here to help them. That's the reasoning behind this event that we're having on Thursday is to be able to afford the industry the opportunity to interact with us, get the necessary information, get the questions answered so they can make, you know, real decisions.
What time does this start?
8 o'clock.
Okay. Now, people, my friends out there, I've been through one of these inspections. It's a thorough inspection, and I don't know if it's any less because it's – or is it the same inspection?
Same inspection.
I mean, you're talking about insurance. He's going to go through your truck. He's not looking for drugs, but he's going to go through your truck, and he's going to look for things like, are all the lights working? Does everything work on your truck? So that maybe you've got a blinker light that doesn't work, and it wasn't a big thing to you because it's like the fourth truck in your fleet there. Guess what? It's got to be fixed.
Correct.
Now, the big thing is Tim and his people will let you fix it, you know, and then they'll come back for a reinspection and give you a chance to get all that paperwork. But you need to look at that. That is, it's copious amounts of paperwork you have to have there. You've got to have your, and if you're carrying, if you're a horse van and you're, it's over 26,000 pounds, which it could be, you've got to get a Class A license or you've got to hire somebody to drive that. Now, does that vehicle have to go through the weigh stations?
If it's a pickup truck transporting a trailer that's over 10 and
it is
in a regulated mode, no, it would not have to go through. As you know, when you're going past the scales, it says no pickups.
It says no pickups.
Right.
Okay, so there's no change to that.
No.
But if you've got, you know, I know a lot of people have got work off their trucks like this, so they're going to be inspected.
Right. Now,
and what happened? Do they? What if you don't get inspected in, I mean, who checks on that?
Our commercial on-highway enforcement, when they see a vehicle of that type operating and they see the probable cause to make a stop, then that's when it'll be inquired on how the vehicle's being utilized. Is it being utilized commercially in the furtherance of a business? Now, I want to clarify that because let's say I'm a framer, but I work for a framing operation and I have all my tools in my truck. That's private use.
Okay? Good,
but
good.
Now if I'm a subcontractor to the framer where I have my own business and I'm claiming mileage, depreciation, and such on this vehicle, it's being used commercially.
As long as you're working for somebody, you're covered.
Correct.
But if you've got your own business, this is where it comes
in.
Now, they would pull you over for another infraction, right?
Correct.
It wouldn't be that they pull you over just to check to see if you've had an inspection. So you've got something going to say, by the way, have you had your inspection? What happens then? Do they issue a ticket that says?
They have several methods. It could be a verbal warning. It could be what's a 281, which is a fix-it ticket that they would issue, and you have 30 days to get things going to rectify the problem. Yeah.
All right. And I'll tell you why. This is once you go through the bit, if you think you can get by without it, and you might because you may not be pulled over, but at some point you do.
Well, what it boils down to, Carl, is liabilities. Should there be an accident you're involved in, your fault or not, and it surfaces that you're not in compliance with these requirements, statutory, regulatory requirements, then maybe not criminally but civilly you're going to find yourself on the wrong side of the eight ball, basically, in the liability arena.
Okay. Now, this guy knows. This is Tim Hugel. He's a motor carrier specialist, unit supervisor up here in this area. Tim and his people are really helpful. And all you have to do is work with them. And they're not going to shut you down. They're going to, and you're going to need to do it. It's not going to cost you anything. You've already paid for it. So you need to do this because, just like Tim says, if there is an accident or if something happens, your driver's pulled over for a speeding ticket or unsafe lane change, and then they start asking questions. Now it may be tougher to get the job done.
That's correct.
Plus, or do you all go out and do you schedule it at all, or do they have to call you?
No, we will make contact with them to schedule the inspection.
So you'll start going through it like that,
correct.
Tim. So 8 o'clock at Crown Motors this Thursday. Come on down and talk to Tim and his experts, and they're going to show you how they can make it a lot easier on you. Don't fight this because I've found out that if you work with them, they are more than helpful. They will, and I'm talking big rigs. So they are more than helpful to keep you on the road. They don't want to stop you from being on the road. They just want to make you safe and make sure that you've got that sticker on there. So, because you issue a sticker, right?
Correct. The commercial vehicle sticker.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Thanks,
right.
Tim.
Thank
you know what?
Carl.
This is really important, and we'll mention it again tomorrow. and even Thursday morning. How long are you going to be out
there? We'll be out there for 2 hours or longer if the crowd dictates such.
Take advantage of this, my friends, and do this. For you, if you've got your own business and you're driving, if it's anything like 10,000 pounds, you fall under this, and they're going to come to you at some point. So you might want to start and see if you've got all the paperwork, because that's the hard part is you know you've got it, but you may not have that paperwork at hand, is to gather it all, put it all up in one envelope and have it ready.
There you go.
And have your, because they're going to inspect your truck, too. Thanks, Tim, so much.
Thank you, Carl.
And thanks for what you all do out there. Hey, we'll be right back after this with Haven Humane.
News brought to you on KCNR, Shasta Redding, Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump once again calling into question CNN's credibility after three of its journalists were forced to resign over a now retracted story on supposed Trump connections with Russia.
Last week, CNN removed from its website a story linking a Trump associate and the head of a Russian investment fund. Three resignations were announced Monday. On Twitter Tuesday morning, Mr. Trump referred to CNN as fake news and said the network is looking at big management changes now that they got caught falsely pushing their phony Russian stories. He also lashed out at the big three TV networks and major newspapers, calling them fake news. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Firefighters are bracing for more strong winds as they fight a southern Utah wildfire that is now the largest burning in the West. Utah Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox says people living in the vicinity of Bryan Head need to pay close attention to the wind.
We want to remind citizens to please, please, please be careful. In a year where we had a large snowpack, in a year where we've had a lot of water, the reservoirs are filled, we don't think about fires. We usually think about that in drier times. But it's been a dry month.
And that blaze has already forced about 1,500 people to leave their homes or cabins for now. U.S. consumers, have become more confident in the month of June. A look at the numbers from correspondent Jeremy House.
The Conference Board says its Consumer Confidence Index rose to 118.9 this month from 117.6 in May. The gain suggests many Americans expect the economy to keep expanding, although the pace of growth is unlikely to accelerate much. More consumers describe current business conditions as good and jobs as plentiful, but fewer of them expect business conditions to improve over the next 6 months relative to the survey results in May.
That's Jeremy House reporting. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Two little tablets is all it takes to make your thin hair feel and look thicker and fuller. Guaranteed. Viviscal is the number one drug-free hair growth supplement in the U.S., with one box being sold every minute globally. It's clinically researched to promote existing hair growth for men and women. And now a 90-day supply of Viviscal is offered in your area risk-free, plus free shipping. Call 800-330-6865. Viviscal nourishes thinning hair from within. You'll love your hair growth results, guaranteed. Viviscal is so effective, it's recommended by top doctors. Here's Dr. John Laura.
As a dermatologist, I feel confident recommending Viviscal. It's backed by 25 years of research and multiple clinical studies that demonstrate Viviscal's effectiveness in promoting the growth of thicker, fuller hair.
Want to try Viviscal? Every listener that calls now gets a 90-day risk-free supply plus free shipping. Call now, 800-330-6865. 800-330-6865. That's 800-330-6865.
This is Energy Week at the White House, and correspondent Jackie Quinn reports that means the president and cabinet members are trying to vastly increase U.S. energy production through some new policies.
President Trump says the U.S. is on the brink of becoming a net exporter of oil, gas, and other resources. He's holding a series of events focused on creating markets and jobs, including Monday's meeting with India's prime minister in which they discussed natural gas exports.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. European regulators slapping Google on the wrist. 90 days the company has to stop directing consumers to its own online shopping business or face additional fines. It's already gotten a big one. The EU already slapping a record 2.42 billion euros or $2.72 billion worth of fines on Google for taking advantage of its dominance in online searches. Google says it's considering an appeal. Breaking news at townhall.com. Queen Elizabeth is set to receive an increase in the official funding she gets every year.
Buckingham Palace says a sovereign grant will be £82.2 million, the equivalent of $104.8 million US next year. This is an increase of more than £6 million. The increase is derived from a formula based on the financial performance of the Crown Estate, which has an extensive real estate holdings throughout Britain.
That's Zara Shackley reporting. It may not be a home fit for a queen, but U.S. home prices in this country rose at a healthy clip in April, although the increase did slow a bit from the previous 2 months. The Standard & Poor's CoreLogic Case-Shiller 20 City Home Price Index climbed by 5.7% in April. That followed increases of 5.9% in both March and February. Back to the markets. It is the Dow up by 22 points right now. The NASDAQ down by 14. More on these stories can be found at townhall.com.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on the 27th of June, 2017. For those people who are not keeping up too well, I always say what the day is and the time, 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. I always say that because it helps me get going too, because there are times that I'm not sure where I am or where I'm going. Good morning. Hey, Bob, what's the weather look like today?
Well, we're starting to warm up, 72 degrees, but we aren't going to see anything like what we just put up with. Today's high will be somewhere around 95 degrees. Overnight low around 67. It will warm up over the next several days under clear and sunny, with clear nights and sunny days. It will go over the century mark expected on Thursday, but we're going to stay in the lower 100s instead of that 112 nonsense we put up with. Tapering off again as we get towards Monday. Right now in Redding, we are at 72 degrees and rising, and Shasta Lake remains a mere 11 feet from the top of the dam. This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right, a locally owned business based in Anderson, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Chuck and Judy Kinney are the owners of Shasta Gas Propane, and they are super people. Give them a call, 365-3793. It's a large business, and they've built it here in Shasta County and, like I said, down in Anderson. This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. It's only going up to 95 today. Only 95, you say to yourself. Now, you remember where it was last week at 112, 111. You know what? It hasn't beaten 112 yet. Maybe 113. But if your air conditioner isn't working, what are you going to do? What if it's working, but it's not working that well? What if it's just a little draft of coolish air coming out? You call Alliance Heating and Air. Voted best in the North State. Plus, they are the best in the North State. They all handle any type of air or heating systems, cooling systems or heating systems. They've got it. They've all been trained on all of those. Give them a call, 221-2642. They're going to treat you like family. They are just simply outstanding. Check out their website, homecomfort.org, Alliance Heating and Air. I'm here with Mark Story, who is the CEO of Haven Humane, and Captain Smith.
Hello.
Hello, who is the head of the enforcement division. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hey, look, when you're in the service, Did you have like a real inquiring mind?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I'm sure that in Captain Smith, I know, you know, you look like somebody that's very, very bright, and you are. I was in Iraq, and I was in this place, and there was a guy that was getting ready to leave, and he was going back. I think he was a reservist, and he was heading back, and we were talking. And so here's the question. How does soap work?
Quite well.
Okay. Besides quite well, how does soap work?
Wow.
Think about it.
You got me.
That's right. Have you ever thought why soap works? Soap works because it is a slippery substance that gets on the dirt and slides it off your skin.
Okay.
You think about it. You know, as, you know, it's say, true. Oh, you know, you try to grab it, it slides out. Soap puts a slippery film on your skin, and then the dirt comes off that way. Now, I wanted to start with this because this is something else that when you think about it, it's such a simple answer. But you don't know. You two are very, very intelligent people. I mean, and yet when you think about it, it's like it doesn't immediately come into your head. But once I say it, you
it
can
makes
say
sense.
Well, it makes sense. That's how soap works. All right. See, and that's – I can draw that into Haven Humane. And this is how I can do that, is that you're never – you know, you've got all these moving parts going on, but you're not sure how it works, but it just works. You've got volunteers. You've got people coming in. You've got to work with government. You've got to work with, probably the state government at times, mm-hmm. but the city and the county. And all these things are happening out there and all these moving parts at one time. And it's just amazing how such, you know, such maybe all the things that happen right all the time out there. That every so often there could be, you know, a little glitch or something, but it's like soap. It's always going to work. Yeah. It may not get that one spot, but so you have to work at it. That's what's so great about Haven Humane. It's like soap. It always works. Hey, Mark.
Good tie-in. Yeah. Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
Feeling better?
Yes.
All right. Hey, Camp Love a Pet.
Camp Love a Pet.
Did we have a great time last week with it? When were you at?
Yeah, it was
last,
Friday.
Last Friday. Mm-hmm. It was great.
Yeah, it was. It seems like a long time ago now, but
it always does.
It was just last Friday. We graduated Saturday. We graduated 17 kids and 17 dogs. And as of right now, we have 15 dogs that have been adopted into Forever Loving Homes. We have two.
16.
Oh, 16. Who else got adopted?
Rhodey and Trooper got adopted.
Yeah, Rhodey.
Well, it leaves Wilson.
Rhodey was brought in.
Kendra got adopted.
Oh, wow. So we have one left.
Rhodey was in here. And
yes.
What an adorable dog.
Amazing dog.
I mean, he's a pity. He comes up, sticks his big nose and face into your hand. He wants to be patted. And then just falls down on the floor and goes to sleep.
He was amazing. And Macy, his camper, was fantastic.
Macy, isn't she cool?
Yeah. And she, in fact, it was on your show that was that she really impressed me because you had said something and she just took it on her own. And she was like, and he hasn't been adopted and he's really looking for a loving forever home. And I just looked at her like, wow, that was awesome. And she just she rolled it in herself. And so she did great. She did great on all the media that we went to that morning. And Rhodey did fantastic. And yeah, so pleased that he's adopted. So, yeah, we have one more to go, and it's Wilson. And Wilson is another pit mix. But
I think Wilson's been in here before.
Wilson has been in here before. He actually was
he's
at the Shasta County Employee Appreciation
yes.
Day as well.
Yes.
He's a fantastic dog. He's really mellow. I think he's good with dogs,
yes,
cats, kids, everything. Mm-hmm. And he's a white with a little bit of blue marking on him. Sweetest
Wilson is
boy.
A good-looking
yeah,
dog.
Beautiful eyes. He's still one of the sweetest boys I've met, and he's just great, great dog. So we need to get him a home, and then we will have all of the camp dogs adopted, which would be probably the soonest that I know the soonest we've done it since
yes,
since I've been
absolutely.
Here.
Okay, so Wilson, we're looking for Wilson. Wilson, yeah. When he came in here, was just adorable.
Oh, he's a fantastic.
You know, if we can have another dog, you know what? It's a good thing we can't have another dog where we are right now, and because I swear we'd be at our max.
Oh yeah,
from the dogs that come through here. There was one that came through here that I would have just taken him. Or her right then. It was almost it looked like elk killer. And we thought, wow. Wow. You know, that could work. But somebody got him. Somebody adopted him at the next place you went to. Oh, it was kind of like that. Anyway.
So camp was really good. Yeah, great kids, great counselors. Can't thank the counselors enough, most of which are volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
Really the only paid staff is Captain Smith, myself, Wendell, our volunteer coordinator, and Celeste, our behavior specialist. But the rest are all volunteers, and they're all already ready to go for the next camp, which starts July 24th,
I think.
22nd, I think, is orientation, and we'll graduate August 5th. And, of course, we invite everybody to come out for graduation to see that. It'll be 9 o'clock on Saturday, August 5th. And also to come out and adopt the second set of camp dogs, because you're going to get a dog that has been trained for 2 weeks with these kids. And these dogs came a long way in 2 weeks. So did the kids, and so did the counselors.
It's good
so
for the kids. It's good for the kids. It's good for the dogs.
It
and
is.
It's good for you. You need to go out there and
it's
you
good
can
for
watch.
The community.
You can go out and watch while this is going on, too.
Absolutely, yes.
Anytime.
So, you
you're
know,
welcome.
And just walk out and see, oh, and so how long does it last every day?
It's from 8 to noon or 8 to 1, but really we train the dogs from when it's hot, from about 8:15 till about 9:30. And then the rest of the day we have either a field trip or we go somewhere. We go to Turtle Bay twice. We definitely want to thank them. They always support us on that. We go to Turtle Bay twice, once for the museum and the wild animal show with just the kids. And then on the Friday before graduation, we actually go and we walk across the sundial and we walk. It depends on the heat. We walked a portion of the Arboretum Loop on Friday because it was pretty hot. And then we go down
you
to
think?
The river, and Captain gets in the river, and the dogs get to swim a little bit. And on a long lead, it's very safe, and just get some exposure.
You have a long
it's,
lead
it's
on
great.
Captain Smith?
Yes, I do have
you
a long
back?
Lead.
Yes. She has to pull you back into.
She has a long lead on the dogs, and I have a long lead on her, yes.
Good.
Just
all
to
right.
make sure nobody
Camp
falls
Love
away.
A Pet.
But
here,
yes, it's
we
great.
Got a break here. Camp Love a Pet is just simply outstanding. Hey, speaking of outstanding. Next Thursday. That's right. You know what? 4th of July is next week, my friends. Mm-hmm. Tom Snooks, my father-in-law, and I love him like a dad, and, of course, Linda's father, he's going to be 86. This guy, if I can be like him in 2 years from now and have his energy and all this, I will be extremely happy. But his birthday is the 3rd of July. So we're going to be celebrating that this weekend. But the 4th of July is already here. That means on Thursday, Linda's going to be singing at the Overtime Lounge at Wind River. And it is a great event. She sings from 6:30 to 8:30. It's a super time. And we're inviting everybody to come on out. You can get dinner there. They have Romance on the River dinners, or you can eat off the regular menu. And call them for reservations or just come in because they've got lots of seating there. And we have a great time. I'm not sure who her guest artist is going to be this time. I should have asked her. But it's going to be a super event as it always is. Okay, it's 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 27th of June. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back after these messages.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
We're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, proud to announce that they've been named a SunPower Elite Dealer.
How did they achieve that status? Well, by having 90% or greater customer satisfaction on installation and by completing two advanced certification courses in topics like the design and installation of a high-efficiency SunPower system.
Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite Dealer because of their complete commitment to customer satisfaction. So give Powerhouse Solar a call today and get the best solar panels in the world, SunPower, installed by the best local solar company in the North State, Powerhouse Solar.
With solar energy, you won't have to worry about those energy rate increases or surcharges. And you can get solar now for as little as $75 a month with no money down.
There's no better time than right now, so consider Powerhouse Solar for your solar installation today. Call them at 275-5600. Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower Elite Dealer, has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau.
So for solar as little as $75 a month, call Powerhouse Solar today or log on to powerhousesolar.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Redding Yellow Cab. At Redding Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Redding Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Redding Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Best bumper music in Reading.
It is. Bob, you are so good. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
I so want this lady to come to this town. I don't think it's going to happen.
But you is this the violinist?
Yeah, Lindsey Stirling.
Well, you know what? You
Hello, had your Cascade!
Well, Nathan Portnoy was in here. Oh, I guess he was in here Friday. So, was he here when you were here? The guy that runs all the...
Yeah.
You should have said right there, turned around, grabbed him by his lapels, and said, try to get her in here.
I said Stirling or Pentatonics, either one would make my day totally.
Oh, we'll see. I think, you know what? You might have a shot at the Pentatonics.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not sure because, you know, if they charge up to a certain point, now the Civic can handle that. But if they're over that price break, there's no way they can make the money. They don't have – it's not enough room.
Pentatonics is only four strong now because they lost one of their people, and I'm pretty sure that they're too much for there. But I don't know about Lindsay. Lindsay is definitely a possibility if she was the only act that came in.
Yeah, hey, it costs just as much to put a show on here as it does in a major venue, so the numbers work against us, sadly.
It does. And see, that's the thing is that, you know, even if you load it up with, what, how many, 3,000 people in there, 4,000 maybe at the most in the Civic? I don't think it holds 4,000. Maybe it's sold 3,000. But even
the problem is how much the artists
We looked at bringing in Dennis Miller back when Miller was hot. And it was going to – and we were going to team up with the Civic. We figured that if every ticket was sold, we'd make about $5,000, $6,000.
Yes.
You know, but wait a minute. But you have to tie up thousands of dollars in upfront fees.
Yeah, I have some really good friends that are promoters. Yeah. But, you know, the Civic and Cascade both do an amazing job of bringing really good talent in.
Oh, my gosh.
Mesa Productions and a lot of the other production people that are in town here.
Mesa's happy that the Civic is being run by Bethel.
Yeah, Nathan does a great job over there in bringing stuff in. And, you know, we're really lucky to get who we do get that come in. Because there have been some people that have come in that I've been very surprised that we got. And they do a great job with them.
He works so hard to get. Yeah. You know, like absolutely. This, look at these, Joan Jett is coming in. Yeah. Oh man, she's coming in.
He's got some big. You know, I'm really depressed about that.
How about this? How about the comedian Seinfeld? Mm-hmm. Is going to be here. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean that's. But he's and he explained how he could get some of these, but others they try to catch him on the rise, and because after they've made this tour, you're not going to be able to get them again.
Well, yeah. Look at this was quite a few years ago now, but Mesa brought in Zach Brown Band, and that was. That was right when they were rising up, and I couldn't believe that they got them. And then, I mean, the next year, there's way we could have
got them. The other thing, too, is the bands talk to each other. Managers talk. And they have a good experience here in Reading. Mm-hmm. They just have a good experience in Reading. And he talked about years ago, one of the big bands came in and didn't have a good experience. And now he can't get them back. He can't get them. They won't even talk to him. Mm-hmm. And it was before the Bethel took over in that, but it was whatever it was, and he didn't say what happened, but whatever it was, is enough to have this act, who would immediately, by the way, immediately sell out. And I'd pay $75 for a ticket to see it.
Well, Corey does a great job over there.
Corey and they work together. Yeah. They are good.
They work great with the promoters.
All right.
So, anyway.
Moving right ahead. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. It is a full-service jewelry store. It has watch repair. They can design and build a piece of jewelry for you. They have the ability to do that with the people in-house right there. They will take jewelry on consignment and sell it for you. They've got a super selection of estate jewelry, and from worldwide, they've got connections worldwide to be able to bring in all types of jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Okay, I'm here with Captain Leanne Smith, and who is head of animal control over at the Haven Humane, and of course, Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane. We're talking about all the things that are going on. Now, 4th of July.
Yes.
We just talked about how that's coming up here next week. Can't believe it.
It's an awesome time. And, you know, somebody told me, I think yesterday, that the fireworks that we have here in Reading are phenomenal when we have them. And along with that, and Anderson Explodes the day before.
Oh, man.
The fireworks are just great.
One
of the best in the North State. But along with the fireworks comes dogs that are scared of the fireworks, very scared of the fireworks, so much so that they will literally run miles from their house. Because if you think about it, when a firework goes off, it makes a boom sound. Well, then they have another one and another one and another one. And pretty soon you have tons of noises and loud sounds. And so every sound gets a movement out of the dog, and they will run and run till they run the pads off their feet. They literally will blister their feet. They'll run in front of cars.
The concussive effect of it, right. If you're close. I mean, yeah, the whole thing. No, gosh.
So we try to get people to understand how important it is to keep your dogs confined in a not good way in your home. Let it be as quiet as can be. Don't bring them to the fireworks, because you're just going to create a worse situation for the dog. Please try your very best to keep the dog safe and secure and calm while you're away at the fireworks. Because a lot of people go to the fireworks, leave their dog home in the yard, and they come home and Fido's gone, and he's...
They had no idea that Fido could go through that fence or go over that fence,
and
because he's never been that scared.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so we just want to encourage people for both events, on the 3rd and the 4th, you need to be aware of the fact that this is going to happen, and make provisions for your animals ahead of time where they can be in a safe, confined area where they won't have this happen.
Well, Elk Killer, we watch the fireworks. We can watch the fireworks from inside our house. We sit in our dining room and we look at the fireworks, and we listen to the music and all this. Elk Killer, it bothers her from that far away, even with the doors closed, because
right.
You can hear them.
Right. Oh,
and it bothers her. And I can imagine if dogs are a lot closer than that and they were outside, what it would do to them. This is a big thing, people, is your dog's never jumped off your fence, and you think that fence is perfect for them. It's like a 4-foot fence, and they've never done anything. Yeah, they get on their back paws and they put their hand, their other paws up there. It looks cute. Oh no, over that fence and gone.
They will do things that they would never ordinarily never do because of the fear. And the more the boom sound goes, the more the fear rises, and they will do extraordinary things to try to get away.
So keep your dogs inside, or if you have to leave them outside, they should have some kind of cover then,
right?
Some place they could get into.
Place they can be safe. Okay.
And that could be a doghouse, or it could be what? A little, cardboard box that you give them for that time?
Well, that might be a little, depending upon the size of the dog, it might be a little flimsy but just something secure in a garage area or someplace where they can stay, where they will feel comfortable and they're not afraid of, their fear will only last as long as the fireworks go off. So.
And then they'll forget about it.
Yes, they will.
Because dogs are like that.
Until the next time.
Until the next time. And then they go, and then they're scared of it again.
Yeah.
That's what I said to Elk Killer. Elk Killer, come on. You were like this last year. Didn't hurt you.
She says, I heard that noise. That noise got me.
Oh, we're being reported.
Sorry.
Okay, hey, let's get back online here. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be back right after these messages with Mark Story and Leanne Smith from the Haven Humane. I want to talk about, too, what happens when you leave your dog in a car? Because we've had an instance where people left dogs in cars, and it led to police and all types of other things happening, including the Aikido neck crunch.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Did you party Friday and Saturday night? Take Sunday, your recovery day, at Wind River Resort and Casinos Hotel. Recover poolside at our hotel every other Sunday, starting Sunday, June 4th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. $2 cover charge, free for all hotel guests. Sunday is your day to relax and recover at Wind River Resort and Casino. Round out the weekend with poolside DJ entertainment, food and drink specials, prize drawings, and giveaways. Recovery Sundays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For details, log on to windriver.com. Poolside. Recovery Sundays. It's better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends, and a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to windriver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460 with Carl and Linda Botlin. It's on sabbatical today. It's 8:32 in the morning, 74 degrees, going up to 95 today. So it's going to be almost a day where you got to think about maybe mittens. Because it's only 95 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. The best place to get a haircut, hands down. Just walk in there, say, I want a haircut. If you're a senior veteran, you get a discount. It's man's last stronghold. Get in there, sign your name, and just, like I said, have a great, great haircut there. Now, DC Tim and the Man in Black are in there. DC, I hope, is back. He had an operation. He was out for a while, and I've been gone for a while, so I'm going back in there here this week and get my hair cut, getting ready for next week for 4th of July. All right, Cypress Square Barbershop. Hey, I'm here with Mark Story, and CEO of Haven Humane, and Leanne Smith, who is the captain in charge of all the picking up the animals, right. Animal control. What happened Sunday and at Walmart when it led to cops and everything? What happened?
Well, my officer had arrived on scene there because of a report from the furniture store that there were two dogs locked in a vehicle. He arrived on the scene, and, of course, there were two dogs locked in a vehicle. We have a thermometer gun that we use that we put inside the vehicle to give us an inside temperature reading. It was 115 degrees inside, and both dogs were distressed. So he attempted to contact the furniture stores if the owner was in there and Walmart. We got no success for anyone coming out. So a good 15, 20 minutes is passing by here, right, and we still don't have anybody out there. And so he asked me if it was okay for him to remove the dogs at that point.
Now, how hot was it in there?
115 degrees.
Okay. Now, 115 degrees, is what kind of is damage being done at that point?
Not necessarily, because animals can live in an environment of 115 mm-hmm. degrees just as humans.
Just as humans.
But this is still air, if you recall. It's like being in an oven. So
right,
there's no – the air isn't exchanging. It's just sitting in there.
They had and the windows were rolled up and everything.
Rolled up.
Okay.
And he asked if he could remove them. I said yes. He pushed a cardboard that was over a window that was broken out previously and was able to remove the dogs. Took first dog out, took the got him in our unit in the air conditioning, took the second dog out, was walking to put the dog in the van.
Now, he didn't break a window to get
no,
in.
No, the window
was
already.
That was the other thing. The window was cardboarded in, so he just kind of pulled open the cardboard, reached in, unlocked it, and started taking the dogs.
Right.
Okay, so people need to understand that. It wasn't like he busted the windshield
no,
out.
And, no,
and
he
those,
did not.
No, okay.
So he had the second dog in his hands and arms, and it was a puppy. So he was carrying it to the truck, and the owner came screaming up, yelling, and started wrestling, trying to get the dog out of my officer's hands. Struggle ensued. And
your officer still got the puppy.
He still
has
the puppy in his arms, and he's asking the gentleman to stop and, you know, we need to talk to you kind of thing, and he's not having any of it. And a passerby, a shopper from Walmart, saw the struggle. He came over to help my officer.
Struggle on line three. On aisle three. Struggle on aisle three.
And he came over and put the gentleman in a headlock and started to take him off of my officer.
Which, by the way, let's make this real clear. You are a sworn officer.
Yeah.
And so people can help you
yes,
do that. And,
yes.
And it's not like it's just, you know, you see two guys wrestling in the parking lot.
Right,
there.
Right. There is a law that asks the public to help if they can, you
okay,
know, that sort
right,
of thing. So
yeah,
he's helping, and he gets bitten by the person in the hand because he had him by the neck. And so they let go, and my officer at that point said, let it go, let him go, let him have the dog, let him go. He gives him the dog, he takes the dog from him, goes around, puts it back in his van where it was originally. Now, as I said, the first dog was in his unit with the doors closed. The owner of the dogs has a brother, walks up to the area. His brother walks up and starts talking to my officer by the van. The other brother goes into the back door of our unit, goes and takes the other dog out of the kennel, sneaks in there, gets the dog, goes out, back out, puts the dog in the van. So now he has both dogs in there, and my officer is trying to get everything to calm down. He's doing his very best. And then the gentleman who had the dogs goes backwards to get, starts the engine, goes backwards to ram it into our van, does not hit our van, but instead runs over the top of the median and slams into a brand new F-150 in the bumper. And then he's stuck. And that was really what
happened.
When
the police came.
And the police were there, yes.
Okay. Well, here's the bottom line is, don't leave a dog in a car because somebody's going to call. And when if it does happen, let's try and keep your head about you, because now you've got assault charges, you've got whatever else they've got on this person for this, including the dog was chipped, I understand, and now you're trying to figure out what dog that was, if it belongs to somebody.
It turns out it belonged to the brother.
Okay, so it did
not
belong
to him, but
all right,
to the brother.
So, okay,
yes,
that's cool. Mm-hmm. All right. But the big thing is, just don't leave your dog in a car.
Absolutely.
That's the whole thing, because people are going to call. People are aware of this now.
And along the same lines, this is a really good example of why, although you can and it would have to be a very extreme circumstance. We don't recommend that people do bust the windows and get the dogs out because it could lead to something like this.
Or worse.
Let the professionals do it. Give us a call at 241-2550. Let us send one of our officers out there who are trained to handle this, or RPD, and have them come out and take care of it. So, just be careful with that. We don't want anybody to get
Absolutely.
Hurt out there.
Yeah.
Hey, question is the how if somebody brings in a lost dog or unclaimed dog, how long do you keep them?
Yeah, so California law actually 72 hours, but they put a bill in called the Hayden Bill. I think it was 1989 when the bill went in. Unfortunately, like most things in California, the funding for that bill ceased in 2011, I want to say. I could be off by a year or two on that. But we still follow the Hayden law. And so what the Hayden law states is that it's going to be 4 business days, not to include the day of impoundment. So, for instance, if a dog would have come in on Father's Day, which was, Sunday the 18th,
right.
That dog would be available for adoption on Friday the 23rd.
Okay.
Now, if an owner steps forward, if they call, then we will extend that to 10 days. If they call Haven and talk to Haven about it, we'll extend that to 10 days. If they come in and identify the dog, then we'll extend it to 14 days before we would adopt the animal out.
So if they come in and they say, that is my dog.
Correct.
But I can't take him now because for whatever circumstances, and you'll hold him for 14
days. We get contact information from them. We contact them every day because we want them to come in and get the dog because we don't have space for that. But what I will say is this is I did a bunch of numbers for another issue, but between 2013 and 2015, so 3 years, the average time in the shelter for dogs that returned to owner was 1.8 days. So less than the 72 hours, which is a law, and less than the 4 days, which we go by. Because the vast majority of people are going to come in. Because unless you live in the city of Shasta Lake, there's one place to call, and that's Haven Humane Society. So, I don't understand how people who lose their dogs, first of all, I don't understand why if they're going missing that you're not looking for them right away, and I don't understand why they don't call Haven immediately. That's the best thing to do. Now, some people that are in outlying areas, like county, if they call and talk to the officers about that, that's between them and the officers. But if the officers don't notify Haven about it, then we have no idea that there's
an order for a dog. What officer are you talking about?
Shasta County Sheriff's Department.
Oh,
officers.
Sheriff's Department. Okay. And if they don't tell you, but if they don't tell you, you don't know.
Yes.
Okay.
So if they're talking to the county, then.
Okay. So the person asked if a dog is brought in the pound and is lost, what's the waiting period? So it is. It by law it's 72 hours, but you all go by four days. You go for you give a longer period, and that's 4 working days. So if you pick it up on a Sunday,
four business days. So basically, holidays and Sundays don't count. And the reason that we do 4 days is because we have to be open till 7 o'clock during one weeknight and one weekend day, and we are open till 7 o'clock on Wednesdays, and we're open all day on Saturday. So. That's why it's 4 days, but it's not till the 5th day that they're actually available. So like I said, a dog that would come in on a Sunday would be available at the earliest on a Friday.
Okay. So that should answer that question. All right. A bunch of other things are going on here.
So let's go through. First of all, I do want to just say that we are going to be closed for July 4th, but we will be open normal hours Monday and then the day after 4th. So the 3rd and the 5th, we will be open for normal business. So fostering, it's definitely that time of year, so we need lots and lots of fosters. We have lots of kittens that need fosters, some with moms, some not with moms. So if you're interested in that, please call us at 241-1653. We can help with that. We still have our cat special, which is spay and neuter appointments. We still have about 100 for males and 100 for cats. That's $25 only to get your cat spayed or neutered. You need to come into the clinic between 9 and noon and prepay that $25 and sign up between Monday through Friday. Second Tuesday Club's coming up. That's going to be July 11th, and that's going to be hosted by Upper Crest Pizza on Churn Creek. So come on out, have a good dinner. The money goes to help us save the animals. Our next volunteer orientation, we talk about volunteers all the time, will be this Saturday, July 1st, and that's at 10 a.m. That's in Haven's classroom. Our volunteers have been amazing, even with the heat. There's lots of them out there that are doing stuff, and we really, really appreciate it. And then we've got a dog licensing clinic coming up. Today, from 1 to 4 at the Bernie substation, which is the sheriff's substation up in Bernie, and then again at July 11th at Happy Valley Elementary School from 5:30 to 6:30. Dog licenses will be available for City of Reading, City of Anderson, and Shasta County, and rabies vaccinations will be $8. We'll also have microchips available there as well. So come on out, get your dog license, get your vaccinations updated, rabies vaccination updated there. And then we have some other events that we'll talk about after the break.
Well, let's take a quick break here then. And let me see here. We'll be right back after these messages with the CEO and the head animal control officer of Haven Humane.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
You obviously really love washing your car. Your wheels always look like you just got your car detailed.
Oh, I hate washing my car. That's why I'm in the Car Wash Club at Premier Oil Change. I can run my car through their state-of-the-art new car wash all month long for a fixed price.
Now, that's out of my budget.
You'll be pleasantly surprised. It's very affordable. It starts at $22 a month, and it is fast. I get my car washed in under 5 minutes. They have free vacuums right next to the freeway. Easy in, easy out. I also like the oil change service. Having an infant and not having to get out of my car is a huge plus.
What a great service. Glad I asked. I'll check it out tomorrow.
Visit us in Palisadro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park. Both locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change and unlimited car wash.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
It's time to celebrate with Anderson Explodes, Pam Tillis and Amy Clausen on July 3rd at the Shasta District Fair. Brought to you by the McConnell Foundation, Redding Kia, Sierra Pacific Industries, KRCR, Chronic Disaster Services, and this radio station. Admission is free, so come on down. Gates open at 4 p.m. Music starts at 7:30. Fireworks at 10 p.m. Food and drinks are available, including the annual 4-H FFA barbecue. Parking is just $4. See you July 3rd at Anderson Explodes.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda, of course, is on Tuesdays, is on her sabbatical where she, you know, she does the things that keep the house going and the whole household going, where I wander back in and I went, oh, wow, how'd that happen? Well, it's because I called Brandon and he came out and repaired all the sprinklers in the front yard. And I went, really? You didn't like the geyser effect? I thought the geyser effect was kind of like cool, you know, when it would go out there and kind of like spray out things like this. So that's where she is. Good morning, everybody. It's about 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. 74 degrees, going up to 95 today. It's going to be like this. It's going to start getting warmer again, though, after tomorrow, back up into the triple digits. So kind of enjoy today at 95. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. 365-3793, discounts for seniors and veterans. We're here with Mark Story, CEO of Haven Humane, and our monthly catch-up on everything that's going on with our animals around here. And, of course, Leanne Smith. Who is head of all of the animal control for Haven Humane. And we got questions in here that came up, and that, you know, Mark was over there just, you know, responding to an individual on this, which is, you know, this is one of the cool things about coming on, like politicians, city leaders, you know, community leaders coming on. We get a whole hour to talk about things that that affect the community. Now, bark in the park.
Yeah, so next Friday, which will be July 7th, we are going to have our Bark in the Park baseball game because, believe it or not, our original date was rained out. Rick said it was the first time in 15 years that we rained out a baseball game here at Tiger Field. So we will be having our Bark in the Park on Friday, July 7th. You can still get tickets from Haven if you just stop in and get tickets from us. It's $5 for a ticket that can be used for any game, not just that game, and $2.50 of that goes back to help us save the animals. So please do so. And then the following Friday is our big day. We've got our Putt for Paws, our first golf tournament, and that's going to be at Riverview Country Club.
If you want to be in my foursome, if you want to be in my foursome, it costs $100. All of which goes to Haven. I will not take a cut off this. And you can play 18 holes of golf with me. And it may be Linda, too. I may get Linda out there, too. And you can play with Linda and I. And you can be part of that foursome. And trust me, you will never forget it. Mainly because of the humor and the fact that you'll be rolling on the ground watching Linda and I play golf. So if you want to, you could call 605-4567 and say, hey, I want to play golf with you and Linda.
Absolutely. That's great. So Carl's putting together a team. We're going to have a bunch of teams out there. We need more.
We may challenge Mark Story's team to a, for best ball on this thing and bring it on. See, I'm a Marine. I never got to play golf like Air Force guys did. How y'all would build the officers club, the staffing CO club, and the golf course before you did a runway.
I believe that's called smarter, not harder.
No.
That you can get more information at our website, havenhumane.org. You can also register online. Teams are $400. That does come with a lunch, a bunch of other stuff, and there will be mulligans and
a beer cart,
a poker hand. Of course, there'll be a beer cart. That you can do. And all of the proceeds from this go to help us save the animals. So this is our first golf tournament. We're really excited about it. It will be, again, Friday, July 14th. You can register online at havenhumane.org. Registration will start at 7:30 that morning, tee off at 9 o'clock, shotgun start. We're looking to have a bunch of people. Riverview's in great shape right now. It's not underwater anymore. No, and it's still very, very green for this time of year, which is great. It's a 9 o'clock start. We're going to have carts, so it won't be too bad as far as the heat goes, and there'll be plenty of beverages. Good times had by all. So come on out. Help us save some animals.
You can also sponsor a hole.
Friday.
Sponsor a hole. Talk about that.
You can sponsor a hole for $100, but we need to get the sponsorship in probably this week to be able to get those signs made for the holes. That's $100 for a hole sponsorship sign. And you can call 241-5262 and talk to our development department about any of those issues. To sponsor, that would be fantastic.
You're going to be a great time.
It's going to be great, yeah. I'm really looking forward to it.
So we're going to play 9?
Or no, 18? It's 18. It's 18? Full 18 holes, yeah.
So that's 4 hours, so we finished up around – so you should get there early then. You should be around 8:30 to get there.
Yeah, we tee off at 9. We should be done probably at 1:30, and then we'll have lunch, and then we'll give out the awards.
Oh, we're a lot faster than that.
We have a
We hit and run, and sometimes it's almost like polo.
There'll be people.
I just run right up next to it with the cart running.
There'll be people in front of you, so you're not going to actually be able to go that much faster.
Get out of the way.
We've got
play through.
We've got a new car on Hole in One. SJ Denham sponsored the Hole in One, so that's one of the prizes for Hole in One. We've got longest drive.
What kind of car is that?
It's a Jeep, I believe. I can't remember.
Tell me it's a Jeep Wrangler.
I don't think it's a Wrangler.
Did you know Jeep has taken over from Toyota as the most?
I did not know that.
It just announced that there's the most. I guess widely bought car in America just took over from Toyota. Jeep did. Wow.
Yeah.
Good luck on that hole in one.
You know what?
It
only takes one swing. But here's the thing about it, though, on that is sometimes they don't put the. If they put it right in the center, that'd be cool. But a lot of times they put it out like this. In this case, they park the Jeep right in front of it.
It's not going to make it easy.
Okay. Why? Well, you can only win one, right? Can you win more than one?
No, there's only one. But
can you imagine if you came up like right after the guy got it and you hit
four
one?
Four people hit
it.
I don't know what would happen on that. I think it's just one winner. I'm pretty sure it's just one winner. But
make sure that's in the right.
We have a bunch of different contests, a bunch of great prizes. We have raffle prizes. It's going to be a great lunch afterwards. So, yeah, good times had by all. A lot of fun. Golf
Seriously,
on a Friday.
I'm looking
Money
for two
goes to
people.
The animals.
Yeah. And if you listen to this show, I'll be glad to have you come on and play golf with Linda and I that day. Yeah. Have a good time. It's $100 a piece for it. So you can bring your twosome, or you can bring a individual. There you go. Or even better, if there's a lot of you, start another foursome.
The one thing I want to say about the stuff that's going on in the chat room, because it's bugging me, is please don't believe everything you read on the internet, because sometimes people put stuff on the internet that's not true, and I know this is coming as a shock to folks. But please try and get the facts before you point the finger at one of the few organizations in this county that is working very hard every single day to save animals' lives. The incident that the person is talking about has been taken completely out of context. And unfortunately, the question that bugs me that hasn't been asked is, how did this owner allow their dog that was in heat to run loose for hours on end without looking for it, while the people that brought it in looked for hours and asked neighbors whose dog it was, and nobody knew? That question doesn't get asked. All that gets asked is, why is Haven not doing their job when, in fact, we were?
What we're talking about is a dog was brought in to Haven. It was brought in on Father's Day. They kept the dog all week, 5 days. The dog was in heat. They kept it. A family came in on Saturday. That was the sixth day. Came in and adopted the animal. The person who had lost the dog had called Shasta County.
Supposedly.
Or call. Let's just say they did. They never got the word to call Haven Humane, which to me is kind of strange. I mean, I'm just saying that.
Supposedly.
That somebody from the sheriff's office wouldn't say, well, you ought to check with Haven Humane.
And that would be a question
anyway,
for the sheriff's
dog was adopted. People were upset. And this is what's going on in Facebook. But that's what happened. Haven Humane is not stealing dogs and adopting them out for money on the second day they've got them. It was the sixth day. So now this is going to be settled. This is going to be handled with everybody on this thing. But it's – I know the people at Haven Humane, they're not out there to screw people. And they're not out there to take advantage of people. They're not out there to hurt people. They're here for one reason, is for the pets. So this pet, when it comes back, will be spayed, and it's healthy. And so this is what's going on here. So before everybody gets really angry with Haven Humane, and you're not a volunteer down there and you don't donate, maybe you ought to go down there and take a look at what really goes on. Seriously, because I've gone down there several times, and I'm not crazy about dogs and cats being kept. But what's the alternative? They're going to be a no-kill. They're working to become a no-kill sanctuary. You know, this is not easy. So before everybody gets so excited and angry and says what a bunch of asses they are down there, you ought to go down there and talk and find out what happens. Because I promise you, if Haven Humane wasn't here, what would happen then?
I will say this. This community is extremely supportive. And
it
we
is.
Wouldn't be able to do what we do without this community. But when I see the negativity on Facebook, my only challenge to those folks is come on down and get the facts before you post.
There you go.
Be part of the
and
solution.
That's what I'm saying.
Be a part of the solution instead of part of the problem. If you want to help, volunteer. If you can't volunteer, then get involved and find out what we do for real so you know what we do for real. I'd be more than happy to give you a tour, and I don't hide things when I do the tour because there's nothing to hide. And I will give you a tour of the facility, and I will tell you how hard, and I will show you how hard this team works to save animals' lives. And we take it very seriously. So when I see negativity about what we do and incidents that happen based on stuff that isn't fact, it hurts because it hurts the team. Because if that affects one person from coming into our shelter and adopting an animal, then there's probably two lives that were lost because of it. And that hurts because we work too hard for people to come in and say stuff about us and about our organization without having any facts and without knowing the truth.
Okay. Yeah. Bob, you've got something.
Mark, I would not take this personally. There is a
no,
general sense of mistrust of all agencies, of all LELOs, of anybody who is in any position of authority, and this mistrust is at the root of so many of our problems right now. And I don't see a clear way out right now.
You know what? There is a clear way out, but it's going to take some big changes. But he's right. You know, and I never mentioned that, but some people just, no matter who it is, they're not going to trust you, and they're going to look for things. So the bottom line, everybody, is this, is they're doing a great job down there. Are they perfect? Absolutely not. It's like soap. Doesn't get the dirt every time. So you have to go back and scrub it a little bit harder. But the fact is that we've got people down there devoting their lives to helping. So if you've got a question, and I would ask this for anybody. You know, you can't imagine how much stuff flows through my desk, through the internet and phone calls and emails that says, oh, this is happening. And as soon as I check on it, I find out, no, it didn't happen. Or it was a part of that was true, which leads to to a conclusion that when you get to the next paragraph, find out that it's just completely wrong. So you don't usually talk about this, but this is something that's important because there is negativity out there right now. Find out what happened. That's
yeah, I just want people to get more involved. And it doesn't necessarily mean you have to come down and volunteer. But if you come down and get the information, then at least
– yeah.
When okay. you see that kind of stuff, you'll know.
And we got a couple minutes left. We got Bark in the Park. We got the Putt for Paws.
Yes.
Dog licensing clinic from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. at the Bernie Substation.
Today.
And July 11th at Happy Valley Elementary School from 5:30 to 6:30. You can find all the stuff on your website. The Bark in the Park. Did we talk about that already?
Bark in
we
the Park,
did.
Yes.
We talked about that. The cat special, but getting it for $25. Mm-hmm. Need more help with the fostering? There you go. And the next volunteer orientation. Come on down July 1st.
Saturday.
You know what?
Yep.
It's a Saturday. Just come on down and take a look at what's going on and said, hey, I read this and I'm upset. Can you tell me what happened? And I bet if anybody that had this problem.
Well, Saturday at the volunteer orientation is not the time to come down and do that. Definitely not the time to come down and do that. Because that's going to be volunteer orientation by a volunteer coordinator who would have no knowledge of any of these things that we're talking about. So that would be something you need to schedule with me and come talk to me about.
Sure.
One-on-one. But I do want to thank this community because without this community, we wouldn't have been able to make the commitment to go no-kill. We wouldn't be where we're at right now with our numbers being so great and us being able to save so many animals' lives. We wouldn't be at 16 out of 17 camp dogs adopted already. And we wouldn't have all these amazing programs that we have without this community stepping up and helping us and really getting on board because I've said it many times again before and I'll say it many, many times again. But you know, we can't do this as a single organization. It's going to take a community to save these animals' lives, and luckily we're in the right community to do so. So I appreciate all the support and the dedication that we get from all the people that do support us.
Okay. And people do care. And I think sometimes people care a lot. And when they see something like this, they want to make sure that, you know, that it doesn't happen. And so it's sometimes it takes people coming down and just, like you said, coming down and talking to them. And by the way, the person who just wrote this, I'm going to tell Mark about this, and I'm not sure how to get a hold of you. So if you want to, you can give me a call later, 605-4565. This is the one that says, I think it is you, the one that wrote that. Okay. Hey, you guys, thank you so much for what you do. I seriously mean
thank
this.
You,
you do so
thank
much
you.
For our community, for these animals. I have no doubt that there isn't everybody down there that really has the best interest in heart. It's too hard not to. Mm-hmm. You can't pay people for this. All right. Hey, everybody, have a great day. Stay out of the sun.
News brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Has identified potential preparations for another chemical weapons attack by the Assad regime in Syria. Press Secretary Sean Spicer said, if Assad conducts another mass murder attack, he and his military will pay a heavy price. At the Pentagon, officials say the U.S. has seen chemical weapons activity at a Syrian airbase used in a past chemical attack. Greg Clugston, The White House. President